So good to be with you here today on Go Ask Your Father. I'm Monsignor Stuart Swetland, and our number here is 888-914-9149. That's 888-914-9149. Let's go to San Diego, California, a 1000 a.m. Listener. Phoenix, how can I help you?
Yes, Monsignor, thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. Go ahead.
I had a question about how to become Catholic, and it sounds kind of simple and sounds kind of strange, but I was born and raised Protestant, Lutheran, Baptist. I have some very firm beliefs from that, but I've never really learned or knew much about the Catholic faith, and the only place I could turn to is Relevant Radio. I've been listening to you for about a week and a half now, and I'm fascinated and I'm very curious. And I don't know where to go to learn more.
Well, Phoenix, we have a very similar background. I was brought up a Lutheran, and during the time when we lived in a town that didn't have a Lutheran church, my parents attended a Baptist church, and my dad's extended family are Methodists. So we bounced around a little bit among the Protestant denominations, but mainly we're Lutheran. And I became Catholic in my 20s. So we have a similar background, and it does. It's great that God's grace is working in your heart as you try to, you know, learn the what we believe as Catholics. Of course, is the Catholic Church has everything Christ intended us to have for our sanctification and our salvation. In other words, the Church that Christ founded subsists in the Catholic Church. Now we believe that other denominations, other Christian denominations, it share a great deal in that truth, and they share in some of the means of sanctification and salvation. For example, because you were brought up Lutheran, you have been baptized. And so we believe that we would investigate to make sure it was done according to the norms of the Christian tradition, but more, you know, 99.9% sure that you were validly baptized. So we recognize that. And we recognize that various ecclesial communities and churches out there have some of the means of sanctification and salvation. But the fullness of them, we believe, is to be found in the Catholic Church. And that's what you want to investigate. You want to investigate if that claim is true of the Catholic Church. I think if you investigate it with an open heart and mind, like it sounds you have, you'll discover what I discovered, that in fact Catholicism has that fullness. So it's a great journey. It's a great adventure. Probably the next step for you would be to find the parish closest to you, what would be your normal parish church. You might want to ask some Catholics that you might know or encounter. If you're in a urban area like you are, sometimes there's multiple churches really close. So, you know, where would be a good place for you to go to worship? And there, talk to the clergy there about beginning instructions. Now, normally we receive people into the church at Easter time, so we begin because we do take our time with the catechumenate and the candidates for full communion. We want to make sure that they do this prayerfully and that they're well instructed and well formed. So it usually takes the better part of a year to do that. So they might want you to, you know, be with them and start with the classes. They do that when they do it next year. But you can, in the meantime, be studying and praying. It took me the better part of 3 years to come into the church. So there's no rush in this. But at the same time, you don't want to delay beginning your formation and study and your prayer. We have something called the RCIA here in the United States, which is sometimes talked about as the Roman Catholic Initiation for Adults. And that program's run a little bit differently in various places, but basically the same throughout the country. And that's the program where you study and also have, if you will, initiation into the community that is the Catholic community. Does that make sense, Phoenix?
It certainly does. And unfortunately, I move around a lot being military, so.
Oh, we even share that. I was in the military when I became Catholic. So you might want to talk to your Catholic chaplain. That might be the best place to go if you're in the military, if you have a local chaplain, a priest who can – because he – being for military, sometimes they do it a little bit differently. and, you know, they'll do individual instruction rather than the RCA program.
Okay, well, thank you for your service as Monsignor, I think is the right title, and thank you for answering my question.
Well, thank you, Phoenix, and we'll be praying for you. You know what's happened now, Phoenix? Literally thousands of people, tens of thousands of people just heard you talk about wanting to come into the church, and I'm sure they're all praying for you right now that God's Holy Spirit continues to work in your heart, in your life, as you serve our country and you serve the Lord. So God bless you for that, and we'll be praying for you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Phoenix. That's Phoenix in San Diego, California. Please do pray for him as he continues his journey in service to our country as a member of the military and as someone who's seeking the fullness of Christian truth.